debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com.
Welcome back to the Tom Hartmann program. I'm Alex Lawson, filling in for Tom. We're producing live from WEACT Radio Studios in the Anacostia neighborhood of Washington, D.C., and I am going to just start taking calls here. So let's go to LaRon in Texas. LaRon, you're on the air.
How you doing, buddy? It's been a very long time since I've been able to talk to you, Alex.
Well, let's do this.
Two quick things, right? I don't know if you remember, but I'm a retired music guy. Back when we used to actually do music. Okay? Now, first of all, there's some young journalism students that decided they want to investigate and find out who is shielding NRA from the IRS while they cannot check into their finances, and what overseas companies, weapon manufacturers, are funneling money through the NRA, and if that money is getting to American politicians. Secondly, we have, for lack of a better term, people that belong to the Russian mob. We have Albanians. ISIS does not go after these people for some reason. They've been here. Their visas have expired. They can't go get a green card. They're criminals. Why isn't ISIS wrapping these people up? I used to go out and raids with drug enforcement. Drugs come in on 18-wheelers. They come in on ships, planes, go-fast boats. People who walk across the border can't afford this kind of stuff. Why are these people hands-off? The public needs to know.
So you got two things there, LaRon. I think the second one, you know, I don't know if this is actually where you were going with it, but I'll tell you why ICE doesn't do anything with criminals. You know, like, you got to remember, like, Donald Trump's whole thing was like predicated on, oh, well, we're just going to focus on criminals. And then what you see is all these stories and they're deporting bakers who've been baking bread in a community for 30
right.
years, and they're deporting, you know, grandmothers. And I'll tell you why. It's because criminals are hard to find, because they're criminals.
Hard to find.
But what I'm saying, LaRon, is that this is just a fact, right? So if the law enforcement agencies can't stop, say, the cartels who are sending, who make their money by bringing tons and tons of narcotics into this country, why do we think that this pretty new federal police force would be any different if the DEA can't shut them down, if the local law enforcement? And the reason is because they're criminals. It's because they're criminals. So the only people who they are going to deport are the easy ones. And the easy ones are generally people who follow the rules. And that's why we see them actually going after Dreamers in many ways, because that's the easiest one. They're the ones who filled out the paperwork that said they believed the promise of the U.S. government. And all of this is to say that I believe strongly that what we need to be talking about is abolishing ICE, that ICE needs to be zeroed out in the federal budget. Those police activities can be put into other places, right? So, oh no, the ICE also is the one who investigate international art crimes. Okay, that's true, but like that's easy. Just put that in the postal inspectors. I'm sure they'll be happy with the budget increase. But my point is, we do not need a federal papers, please, police force in this country. It is antithetical to everything that this country stands for. When I see the videos that I'm seeing on social media of these ICE agents, you know, walking into people's houses, without a warrant, going into places of business without a warrant, going onto Amtrak, onto Greyhound, and getting people to show their documents proving that they're citizens, you show me where there is an enumerated power in the Constitution that allows them to do that, because it's not there, because this is an illegal police force that we're talking about. A papers, please, deportation force is what we're talking about here. And let me tell you why I think this is so important. When you're talking about these, you know, his wall, Donald's wall, you're also talking about the budget there also goes for internal enforcement, is what they call it. And that is this papers, please, police force. That is billions of dollars into this brand new. I mean, the entire DHS didn't exist before 2002. This is not the way this country operates. We need to really, seriously, as a progressive movement, as a people's movement, start making it clear that what we want to do is abolish ICE. Abolish ICE. And I don't want to like get too far in the weeds. I'm already in the weeds on this, on my soapbox in the weeds. But the budget of ICE is actually up against the budget of the CPD, the Customs and Border Patrol, that are at our ports of entry, who are actually massively understaffed right now because it's all politics, right? Like, Donald wants to pour money and power into this brand new papers, please, police force just to throw red meat to his base, you know, the Stephen Miller racist faction of his coalition. And that is, it's just incredibly ill-advised. And we see criminality. You're seeing stories coming out about criminality by people at the top of ICE. And that'll just continue because there's just too much money, too much power in this too new of a federal police force. And it is deeply un-American. So remember these two words, abolish ICE, because that's what we need to be talking about. Abolish ICE. Don't worry, we'll figure out how to cover everything. We've got more than enough different police forces who can take up the reasonable pieces of the portfolio. But papers, please, police force, we do not need that in this country. I'm Alex Lawson, in for Tom Hartman on the Tom Hartman Program. And we've got a great show for you today. We're lucky to be joined by Congressman Ro Khanna from California's 17th District, taking your calls in the entire first hour. We're joined by Linda Benesch, the Communications Director of Social Security Works. We're talking about the attacks on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and whatever else those greedy liars on Wall Street can get their hands on. So check us out on Twitter, on Facebook, TomHartman.com/podcast, and right here on YouTube.